It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
And hello, everybody.
Hello.
If you're wondering why we sound a little stressed, because we are planning the perfect party.
T-minus how many days?
Well, we're looking at less than a week. Yes. And if you haven't gotten your PJ Palooza ticket yet, make sure you do and go to seanandsid.com. Very easy to get it. And the proceeds benefit New Directions Career Center, only $25. All virtual. You can do it right from the safety of your home or get together with your girl gang. Everybody's safe. And you will have a blast.
You might be asking, what is PJ Palooza?
You may ask that. Go ahead.
We are having a party.
A slumber party.
Via Zoom. And yes, we are going to pull it off. You are going to have the opportunity to go into breakout rooms with some of our best sponsors, our favorite sponsors.
You're going to learn so many things. Avola Lanza and Meryl Norman, they're together to do a Brazilian blowout, show you how to do that thing, and how to have just that fresh face so you don't look all too made up when you go out the door.
North Star Family Dental is doing a lip flip.
Yes.
It's the latest and greatest to get that pouty lip.
Get them a little plumper. Yours always hangs out when you're sad. Did you know that?
Oh.
The boo-boo face.
I have a good boo-boo face.
You really do.
Not during this party, though.
Nope. We also have Jennifer Lopez. She has Mystic Tea Boutique. She's going to tell you what's in the stars for you this year. Ooh. Love, wealth, whatever the case.
Not so much. We have Macy's that's going to tell us what to do with that spring wardrobe. What's in style? What's coming next?
Instead of having to buy all wardrobe, what can you pop in there to be trendy? And throughout the entire time through this show, and it is literally a show, you're not going to want to stop because there are so many freebies. Time and time again, we have all kinds of gifts to give away.
Celebrity pop-ins.
I mean, there's so many things to be had. And the swag bags themselves, oh my gosh, they're incredible.
They're incredible.
And we'll tell you when to get those. You get those actually at Meryl Norman, so at Polaris. So if you are signed up, there you go. Your name will be there. Very easy. Go pick it up for all your friends. And you'll be getting emails, too, about just what all the instructions are and how to participate that night.
Go to seanandsid.com to get your ticket.
Yay! You're going to have so much fun. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to one of the ladies who is very important in this process, Jane Grody Abel. The Grody family has been Donato's for, gosh, all her life. It's all she's ever known. So what's it like growing up in a family of pizza? And what's she doing now? But I'll tell you one thing she does well. She gives back. So we're going to talk to her about that, her experience on Undercover Boss, and so much more. We'll be right back. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental.
We have some great people behind the show. And in this case, a special friend as well. You know her. You've probably seen her. Give your signature line from the commercial, please, Jane.
Every piece is important.
See, woo! Who else but Jane Grody Abel can get away with that? Jane Grody Abel from Donato's is with us. She's a great friend of the show and just an all-around great friend of ours. And thanks for being here. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks for having me. I love the two of you. I love your chemistry.
Aww.
Having two daughters myself.
Yes.
This age, it's just nice to see the connection and how much you guys really play off each other.
Thank you, Jane.
If you knew how much I spend to get her here. No, you don't.
Donato's pizza will get me here.
That's true.
We're eating that now.
Oh, that's so funny. And we do want to talk about that right now because we're going to come back in a little bit because you're a big supporter of the PJ Palooza party. We're going to have a blast that night. But Sydney mentioned that pizza is a big motivator. And Jane, I cracked up and thought of you immediately when I saw this because there is a study that came out that said of all the different kinds of motivators, we're talking money, we're talking compliments, you know, we're talking maybe giving people some other kind of reward. Workers that were promised of three rewards, pizza being one, chose pizza over a cash bonus or a pat on the back. What do you think of that?
I think that's the smartest study ever done in the history of research.
It's incredible.
I, I love that. And I love that you shared it with me, actually, because we're going to utilize it as we continue. But it is real, right? Like, pizza does play a big part in people's lives.
It's so interesting because the part to me that was really curious is that they said the cash, granted, it wasn't a lot. It was like $30 or something mm-hmm. for, you know, being productive. The cash was the lowest. Getting some praise from a boss that felt like it was legit praise was in the middle, but pizza was number one. How cool.
So fascinating.
It is
now,
so fascinating.
Now, if they could just say it was Donato's pizza was number one, that would be even better, right?
We're totally going to change this anyway, so don't worry about it. I didn't mention who they said it was, so, but it works for any pizza. Sydney and I were talking, oh my gosh, we were talking about just the fact that when the kids got out of college and, you know, we'd all be together for a family get-together, mm-hmm. Graham would come in from L.A., that's Sid's brother, and he had to have Donato's the moment he got there. And we were kind of talking about that the other day, Jane, as a matter of fact.
You have the smartest kids in the world with great taste profiles.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Very discerning.
Yeah. You were raised on pizza. What's it like, Jane? What's it like to be raised on pizza?
You know, I don't know any other way, right?
Right.
So I could say my kids were probably raised on it too, but it truly, you know, with a story, we lived right behind our very first restaurant. And so we not only had pizza every night for dinner when the customers would come and hang out with us, but we also would take it to school for our lunches. And so it's such a great, so when you sent me that, a research study, which I loved, what resonated with me is the emotional connection that pizza has for people. So whether it's Friday nights and you're getting together after the football game or you're getting together for a birthday, mm-hmm. pizza brings people together. And so for us, when I was growing up, being raised on pizza meant family and friends. It meant sitting around the table, and it's the one thing that you can share that mm-hmm. really
that's
everybody
true.
Has a piece of. And that's why every piece is important, because every person around that table who's sharing your meal with you is important.
I love that.
That was beautiful, Jane.
No, I love that.
But it is very true.
Except for that girl sitting across from me who eats all the corners. Out of control.
Not a good share
well,
with my Donato's.
We have to come up with our corner pizza. We need a corner pizza.
There you
sure.
go. Hey, real quick, we want to talk about PJ in a little bit. We're going to come back and talk about that. But also, we really want to talk about your experience, what it was like to be on Undercover Boss. We're with Jane Grody-Abel from Donato's. When we return, it's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental.
Uh-huh. We have some great people behind the show. And in this case, a special friend as well. You know her. You've probably seen her. Give your signature line from the commercial, please, Jane.
Every piece is important.
See, woo! Who else but Jane Grody-Abel can get away with that? Jane Grody-Abel from Donato's is with us. She's a great friend of the show and just an all-around great friend of ours. And thanks for being here. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks for having me. I love the two of you. I love your chemistry.
Aww.
Having two daughters myself.
Yes.
This age, it's just nice to see the connection and how much you guys really play off each other.
Thank you, Jane.
If you knew how much I spend to get her here. No, yeah. You don't.
Yeah. Donato's pizza will get me here.
That's true.
We're eating that now.
Oh, that's so funny. And we do want to talk about that right now, because we're going to come back in a little bit, because you're a big supporter of the PJ Palooza party. We're going to have a blast that night. But Sydney mentioned that pizza is a big motivator. And Jane, I cracked up and thought of you immediately when I saw this, because there is a study that came out that said of all the different kinds of motivators, we're talking money, we're talking compliments, you know, we're talking maybe giving people some other kind of reward. Workers that were promised of three rewards, pizza being one, chose pizza over a cash bonus or a pat on the back. What do you think of that?
I think that's the smartest study ever done in the history of research.
It's incredible.
I love that. And I love that you shared it with me, actually, because we're going to utilize it as we continue. But it is real, right? Like, pizza does play a big part in people's lives.
It's so interesting because the part to me that was really curious is that they said the cash, Granted, it wasn't a lot. It was like $30 or something mm-hmm. for, you know, being productive. The cash was the lowest. Getting some praise from a boss that felt like it was legit praise was in the middle, but pizza was number one. How cool.
So fascinating.
It is
now,
so fascinating.
Now, if I could just say it was Donato's pizza was number one, that would be even better, right?
We're totally going to change this anyway, so don't worry about it. I didn't mention who they said it was, but it works for any pizza. Sydney and I were talking, oh my gosh, we were talking about just the fact that when the kids got out of college and, you know, we'd all be together for a family get-together, mm-hmm. Graham would come in from L.A., that's Sid's brother, and he had to have Donato's the moment he got there. And we were kind of talking about that the other day, Jane, as a matter of fact.
You have the smartest kids in the world with great taste profiles. Uh-huh. Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Very discerning.
Yeah. You were raised on pizza. What's it like, Jane? What's it like to be raised on pizza?
You know, I don't know any other way, right?
Right.
So I could say my kids were probably raised on it, too. But it truly, you know, with a story, we lived right behind our very first restaurant. And so we not only had pizza every night for dinner when the customers would come and hang out with us, but we also would take it to school for our lunches. And so it's such a great, so when you sent me that, a research study, which I loved, what resonated with me is the emotional connection that pizza has for people. So whether it's Friday nights and you're getting together after the football game, or you're getting together for a birthday, mm-hmm. pizza brings people together. And so for us, when I was growing up, being raised on pizza meant family and friends. It meant sitting around the table, and it's the one thing that you can share that mm-hmm. really everybody has a piece of. And that's why every piece is important, because every person around that table who's sharing your meal with you is important.
I love that.
That was beautiful, Jane.
No, I love that.
But it is very true.
Except for that girl sitting across from me who eats all the corners. Out of control.
Not a good share with my Donato.
Come up with our corner pizza. We need a corner pizza.
There you go. Hey, real quick, we want to talk about PJ in a little bit. We're going to come back and talk about that. But also, we really want to talk about your experience, what it was like to be on Undercover Boss. We're with Jane Grody-Abel from Donato's when we return.
It's Sean and Sid, brought to you by Donato's.
Yes, and we are here with Jane Grody-Abel. She is president and the chairman of the board of Donato's Pizza. Yummy. And also quite the actress, because Jane, we saw you. What was it like being on Undercover Boss?
Ah,
that was so funny. Oh my gosh. Did you know that people were going to recognize you?
I had a feeling. I would say, I mean, I'm 6 foot, right? And my voice is a little distinct. I'm not some little discreet petite person like you. So I can't just slide in somewhere. And the reason, you know, it's so fascinating, when they approached us, it's not something I ever said, oh, that's on my bucket list, I want to do that. But White Castle had done it their first season. So they reached back out to White Castle and our friends at White Castle, which, you know, the Ingram family.
Sure.
And they said, do you know any women in the pizza business? Because I will tell you, there are a few.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, of course we do. And they did interview with us. And I was scared to death. I mean, this is a national TV show.
Right.
And at first we're like, okay, we'll think about it. We'll think about it. We'll do the interviews. They did like 8 4-hour interviews to see whether or not I was okay. And then they interviewed like 150 of our associates. And so the reality of the show is much more than what you see, honestly. I think my takeaway from that show was it's more real than what you watch. Because I used to watch it and go, oh my gosh, there's cameras everywhere. Like, how do they not know this?
Yeah.
To our stores, really, they knew it was a reality TV show, but they actually thought it was for a different show.
Interesting.
But they thought it was like a more Shark Tank show.
Oh.
And there was another actor in the store and a host in the store.
Oh.
So there was a lot of distraction going on.
Huh.
But I will tell you, when they first approached me with what my look was going to be, which was, I didn't even know what a rockabilly was. That's how old I am. And so I was like, no, I think you should make me a pregnant person, because everybody would know there's no way I could get pregnant right now, right? And they're like, no. And then I was like, I think you should make me a man. Like, that would totally throw people off. I'm a 6 foot big person. I could totally be a man. They're like, no.
No.
They're like, you're going to be a rockabilly. So I was like, I don't even know what that is, but okay. But it really was a great experience. You know more than I do about all that it takes on a production of being behind the scenes and making something come to life and be real and authentic. And although I had no idea what stores I was going to, I had no idea what the stories were going to be. And so for those of your audience that haven't seen it, you can YouTube it, but we ran into our famous driver, right?
Yes. He was not your probably your pride and joy employee.
He scared me to death.
Did you just
to be honest?
What did you want to do? Strangle him? If you don't know the backstory, he was a partier. Was the big problem?
Yeah, he decided to tell me on national TV that he smoked pot with our customers when he delivered pizza, and so nowadays you go, oh, medical marijuana, that whatever. Like, Jane, you're overreacting, but this was in 2014, so this was not when this topic, and it's not legal, just to put that out there. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you watched my face, my kids would all say, oh my gosh, that's the mom face, right? Like, like you're in trouble.
That was rockabilly mom.
You're in trouble. Yes.
Rockabilly mom.
But rockabilly mom was really upset, but I also was not allowed to call anybody like during those 2 weeks. And so I snuck and called my dad crying because I was scared to death of what was going to happen.
Right? Yes.
It's national TV. And I will tell you what I love about my dad. All my dad said was, did you love your way through it? And I said, I absolutely did what I was taught to do. And he said, well, then don't worry about it. So,
no.
And it all turned out okay.
And to be honest, the way you handled it was great. And then all the love you gave your employees and how you dished out like scholarships and money and the way you did. I mean, that was so special.
It was a blessing. Yeah. It really was. It was scary. Mm. And it took a lot of energy and it was exhausting. But I would do it again in a heartbeat just because we got to reward our people. Yeah. In a way that you just don't get to do every day, which is super cool.
Well, when you do it again, I hope you come back as a big hairy man with an Adam's apple. That would be awesome, and I want to film it.
I'll start growing out my hair now. Just for you, for
well, you know, we talk about our whiskers coming in, Jane. Maybe we just let them go, you know? Maybe we just let it fly. All right, we're going to come back, and you hear the love in this girl's heart. You can totally hear it, and the Grody family has been so good about giving back for so many years. They're helping us out with our big event coming up, and we're going to hear about why this community means so much to Donato's when we come back with Jane Grody Abel. It's Sean and Sid. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Oh, we've had so much fun hanging out with Jane Grody Abel. You know her. She is the president chairman of the board of Donato's, the family, the Grody's. They have been behind pizza and behind this community forever. And we have had so much fun being with you, Jane. And, you know, that's what we love about you in particular. When people meet you, and your dad, and your family for that matter, but you can just feel the heart. And you are so about community. What does that mean to your family?
Thank you for saying that, number one. I would say for us, and I mentioned earlier, like we literally grew up behind our first restaurant. And so I was born in the house behind the restaurant, and my dad built the business, and he didn't have a dining room. So every night he would send customers back to the house to wait for their pizza. And you think about that today, right? Like, would you open your front door and let your customers come in and hang out and wait? And my mom always did that, which I so adore about her. And that's what happened. And so community for us was, in a sense, it was really our neighbors who became our friends and our customers who became part of our family. And that's how I grew up. And so to me, you know, giving back is just, it was inherent in the reason my dad went into business. And Donato's means to give a good thing. And he went into business because he had worked for a couple people that didn't necessarily maybe have the same values, and they operated their business differently. And he had people give him advice that, you know, it was a dog-eat-dog world and you had to get the other guy before he got you. And my dad was like, I don't want to be in business if that's what it means. I want to go into business on the golden rule. And I want to treat others the way I want to be treated. So, you know, I give all the credit to my mom and dad of really building a business based on love and unconditional love, which we coin as agape capitalism, which is all about, we're in business. I love our pizza. I love serving our pizza. But we're in business because our pizza does bring people together, and it also gives us an opportunity to give back in the community. So what community meant to me as a little girl was my dad woke us up before we went to school, and we had to clean up the alley and all the trash that was in the alley from customers, whatever, leaving their boxes before we went to school. And then when we got home from school, we had to, you know, sweep the parking lot. We had to make sure, because it was in the middle of a residential area, that our neighbors felt good about us being there. We had to be a good neighbor. So what it meant later in life was always giving back to the community. We have to leave our world better than the way we found it. And so later in life, it meant Reeb Avenue Center on the south side of Columbus, and being able to have an opportunity to co-found that with Tanny Crane. But it was really out of the idea of what could we do in this neighborhood that really fell on some hard times. You know, 1 in 4 houses were boarded up. 70% of the people lived at 200% below poverty. How do we help lift up this neighborhood? And so that's when we co-founded Reeb Avenue Center now 6 years ago, which is crazy, to really help lift up the neighborhood with workforce development and education.
That's great.
Well, Jane, you're definitely still living and breathing that mission, and we appreciate you so much. You're a huge sponsor of our Sean and Sid's PJ Palooza, giving back to New Directions Career Center. So like Mom said, it's in your heart, and we see that, and we appreciate it. Can't wait to do good with you and bring a great event to the people of Central Ohio, and even some via Zoom, maybe not here.
Awesome. I'm so excited about this. Also, because of the nonprofit that you have chosen to support, which is all about empowering women. And I do have some pizza pajamas that, you know, I'm really excited about debuting. So
awesome.
Well, I don't know if you need to say every piece is important on your pajamas, honey.
Yes, you're right. I'll change the tagline.
Just want to give you that little heads up. Okay. We love you, Jane, so much. Jane Grody Abel from Donato's. We'll be seeing you at PJ Palooza.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope to see everyone there.
It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi, brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Yes. I can't believe it. Only 6 days from today is PJ Palooza.
PJ Palooza. We want to see you there.
Yes. It's Sean and Sid's PJ Palooza, presented by Donato's. Guys, I know you want to go, but this is for the ladies this time. And it's all for a great cause.
Guys, you can buy your lady a ticket.
So smart.
If you go to seanandsid.com. But the good cause is New Directions Career Center. Tickets are only $25, and all proceeds are benefiting New Directions Career Center. I'm telling you what, you know, you're doing good by buying a ticket, so the monetary value doesn't really matter. Mm-mm. But these swag bags that you're going to get for purchasing a ticket are worth far more than $25.
Exactly. Now, you'll pick up your swag bags at Merrill Norman, so you'll be getting an email once you know, do buy your ticket. You'll get an email, but you have a whole week to get it, to get your swag bags. So it's like, you know, if you got friends going too, they can pick them up for you. However it all works, you'll work that all out.
And
not a big
listen,
deal.
We have some big names behind this party.
Oh.
We have Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Presented by Donato's.
Of course.
New Directions Career Center, of course. Mm-hmm. Avola Lanza Hair Studio. Merle Norman at Polaris. North Star Family Dental. The Wesley Communities. First Light Home Care of Greater Columbus. Macy's. Shred 415. G&J Pepsi Cola Bottlers. Mystic Tea Boutique. Penny Smith. She's a realtor. Media Source and Envisage Wealth.
It's pretty
Come
deep
on.
In.
And this is legit.
Nana is going to defend her planking crown. I think against, from what I understand, this guy is like a serious planker, like a champion.
He's a champion planker. It doesn't get much better than
we're
that.
We're going to put your 86-year-old grandmother up against a champion planker.
Aren't we nice?
You know what? She's competitive enough.
She is. is.
She will go all in on this.
We got to make sure she doesn't get hurt.
Oh, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. A little Aleve. She'll be right back where she needs to be. We've got that. We have a PJ contest that night. We have dance party stuff. We have so many giveaways throughout.
Yes.
It's only 2.5 hours of virtual fun you're going to want to be a part of, whether just you from your own personal laptop at home, ladies, or you want to get a couple girls with you and make a big party out of it, you can do it that way too. But get your tickets so you don't get shut out.
And I tell you what, 2.5 hours, it's go, go, go.
It'll fly.
We have this down to the minute. Mm-hmm. You will be entertained. We are excited and we want to see you there.
Okay, SeanAndSid.com to get your tickets today. Do not waste another minute because we don't want you to miss out on those incredible swag bags, for one thing, and just the feeling you will have in your heart when you know you helped women at New Directions Career Center who are going through some difficult times and mm-hmm. need a little boost. That's the feel good we love to do so much of, and that's how you can help us out with Sean and Sid's PJ Palooza. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yes, we all stay very much in touch anymore with social media. What is your go-to social media?
I would say Instagram. Mm. Not in the traditional way. Like, I love the popular feed, and I can just scroll, scroll, scroll on that.
Okay. But you don't necessarily post, post, post.
No.
Okay.
Too much pressure anymore.
It really is.
Like, I feel this sense, which is ridiculous, and this is my own issue, but this sense, if my picture's not great... So you can't post it.
So dumb. And I'm sorry, girls, stop with the filters, because if you don't have a nose, that's not who you are. Some people filter
you
so
look like a robot.
So much out.
Beep, there's, boop, beep, boop.
There's not even a nose.
She doesn't even have a nose.
I know. Well, very interesting. HuffPost had an article about basically interviewing these people who gave up social media. I mean, they literally decided to quit social media.
I would say your go-to is Facebook.
Yeah, that's kind of how I've been for a long time with the people that followed me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do more on Instagram now, I think, because of our show, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, I would agree with that. Plus, I knew how to use it. Well, here's what they found, and it makes so much sense about how it is making people who have been so like addicted to it, mm-hmm. so agitated. They found from research that seeing likes or comments on a post literally correlated with our brains releasing dopamine. And that's the reward area in your brain.
Absolutely.
So when you don't get that feel good, it has a physiological effect on you.
Isn't that crazy?
It's awful.
But it's real.
Yeah,
it's like, you do pay attention to those numbers.
Okay. So for a while there, Instagram said they weren't going to have likes anymore. Did you hear that? They were toying around with that.
Yeah, and I think for some people, they removed them.
Okay.
Like
an experimental thing?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But I think you now have the choice. Like Kanye West, I think, for a minute, removed his likes.
So is that something you could do? Is that something you could do?
Quit Instagram?
Quit one of your best social media platforms.
Yeah. And I think I honestly need to. I have never taken a break.
Okay.
I mean, there's days... That's actually scary. I was going to say there's days where I haven't been on it, but I truthfully think that is on like vacation or a time when I'm crazy busy. I get on every day. And I need to like wean off.
They had a 40-year-old lady named Jody. She left Instagram and Facebook. And here's what she had to say. She said, I know I will never look back and think, gosh, I wish I just spent a little more time on my social media. That's the thing that cracks me up. It's such a time suck. And for some people, I've seen it all too often that you're at the table, you're at a restaurant, and every single person has their phone on the table or looking at their phone. You think, when did we ever jump to this?
Oh, it's sad. I hope my generation gets burnout, because we were kind of on that MySpace bubble when social media just took off. MySpace was like, it opened the can of worms, and now you can't keep up with all the platforms. And I hope we get to a point, maybe by the time my generation has kids, where it's not as sparkly anymore. Like, we start to realize all social media is comparing yourself to others' experiences. You're not really, I don't think a lot of people use social media to look back on their own experiences. It's more so, what's everyone else doing now?
I know.
Or what were they doing? Yeah. Or, and you get in these rabbit holes that do make you feel worse.
You feel inferior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes. And you know that what they're portraying is not reality. It's not reality.
I haven't given it up, but I will say I'm a little more mindful in who I follow.
That's awesome.
Just people that make me feel good. Mm-hmm. Even celebrities. Like I realized I was following ones that, and I think I still follow like Kylie Jenner because she's my age and I just think her life is so crazy bizarre.
Yeah.
But I followed all the Kardashians and all that. And I'm like, why? What am I getting out of that? I can't relate to them. So finding bloggers and things that make more sense to me and they're positive people has helped a little.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Thank you.
And look at you. You have a nose and everything. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
Do people like you? How do you know if someone likes you? Research reveals we are missing some signs of positive attention. I think this happens with everybody. When you first meet somebody for the first time and you walk away after a conversation, you're like, what did they think of me? Was that a good conversation? Did they like me? Was their impression good? Psychology Today has done a little research in this, and they came up with some feelings that people have and ways that you can maybe drop some of your intimidation in this arena. Number one, they say, conversations in general make people feel really vulnerable, right? Because nobody wants to be rejected. Mm-hmm. And if you're having a social interaction for the first time with somebody, you tend to kind of walk away feeling like that feeling of, what are they saying right now about me? You know, what did they think of me?
Yeah, I think you always want to impress, but it's hard when someone has a tough shell and first impressions don't always do it.
Right. So they say there's a thing called a liking gap. What is a liking gap? It's something like after you have meetings, people consistently tend to underestimate just how much their conversation partners like them. They call that moment in time before they're sure that this is a friend or a coworker who likes them, the liking gap.
Hmm.
When you're second guessing what your impression was. And how can you get over that? Is give yourself a little break. Number one, they say we are our own worst conversation critics.
Oh, yeah.
Do you always second guess when you're having just small talk with people? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to be very mindful to ask them about themselves.
Yeah.
And turn the attention on them. Because I think sometimes I get really chatty and then I realize I didn't learn anything about them.
And you're doing it out of nervousness.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things they say, the good news is, if you just keep the conversation going, you're going to be more likely to appear more charming and more likable than you think you are. And that is what you said. You need to allow someone to interact with you during that conversation. So, you know, even if you're feeling awkward, they say, just get around the rough edges of all that awkwardness and instinctively you will start to be like a smooth operator, a cooler customer, because you'll get over that liking gap that you're feeling. You're the only one feeling it. Nobody else is feeling it.
Right. So is the moral of the story, people are probably liking you more than you're thinking they do?
I think so. And that, a little longer conversation and a $20 bill will get you very far. It's Sean and Sid.
Presented by Diet Pepsi. Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com. The weather's turning. I am ready for summer. And apparently I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Insider came out with an article about a new term that's supposed to define this summer. It's called hot vax summer.
Vax, as in V-A-X?
V-A-X.
Like vaccination, though.
Yes.
Okay.
So some of you might have heard the coined term hot girl summer. It's like basically hot girl summer became a trend. Girls looking their best, feeling their best, going out in the summer. Like it was just the summer for girls.
Yeah.
Now it's
Nope, never heard that.
Doesn't ring a bell?
Not so much.
Doesn't ring a bell. Well, now it is hot vax summer. So we have that to look forward to. And they're pegging July 4th to be the reopening, the roaring, like, gates open for America. They think by then most people will be vaccinated and kind of within that 6-month safety time frame. And companies are trying to slow this down a little bit.
Yeah.
So Airbnb actually came out and said that they are not going to allow people that have had a negative rating to book one night stays over the 4th of July weekend. I guess loyal, good customers won't be affected. That's okay. But for ones that maybe have had bad reviews, they're cutting back on those stays because they just think, like I said, the gates are going to open.
People are going to go nuts.
They're going to want to travel.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to hit right on that holiday weekend.
Oh, man.
So it's a hot vax summer. Just thought that was a fun term to share.
It is a fun term. Get your vaccinations.
But it reminds me a little of like the Roaring Twenties. Like things are...
Tell me your impression of the Roaring Twenties.
Well, a Gatsby. Okay. Lots of parties and jumping in pools. What?
This is, exactly.
I don't even think I should say this out loud. What was before the Roaring Twenties?
Well, there's the Depression.
That's the one.
So no, actually, it was Roaring Twenties, then Depression. I don't know. They're both in the
same.
Okay, the rich were the richest. The poor were the poorest.
I don't know. I just thought hot vax summer was a cute term. But
T-shirt, maybe. Get a T-shirt.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. That's not until July 4th. We have more important things to talk about.
Yes. Sean and Sid's
PJ Palooza.
Woo-hoo! Don't forget, next Sunday, ladies, get your tickets now because it all benefits New Directions Career Center. We have so many exciting surprises throughout this virtual event, and it starts at 8 o'clock Sunday, the 24th. It'll be done about 10:30. You get back to your happy lives, but during the course of that 2.5 hours, you're going to have an absolute blast. Breakout rooms featuring some great things to attend.
We have a Volalanza Hair Studios in Merle Norman that are doing a Brazilian blowout and a natural fresh face of makeup. North Star Family Dental is doing a lip flip. It is the latest and greatest pouty lip procedure.
Jennifer Lopez. She's the original Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah,
she's
even better.
She will do some astrology for you. What's it going to look like for your love, for your money this year? We have from Pure Romance, that kind of thing for girls who want to get into that personal private breakout party. Macy's is going to help you find out what's trendy for your summer and your spring wardrobes and so much more. And we have so many giveaways. The swag bags are amazing. You can find out all about it and help a really good cause at the same time by going to SeanandSid.com. Get your tickets today, only $25. How about it? All right, that'll do it for us this week. We've got a little busy planning to do.
Yes, we do.
I've got some boxes. Can you help me carry these?
Yeah. In the meantime, we appreciate you.